Usually on this day, almost every year, the last couple of years, since I have not been well enough, I have not been able to do so, I go with some parishioners and some of the acolytes, including Brother Aaron and Brother Jake, to New Orleans, where we celebrate a high mass, sometimes a solemn high mass, at the altar of Our Lady of Crumb Sucker, because today is her traditional feast. It was probably on this day that General Jackson came to give thanks to the Blessed Mother for having obtained the victory against the British in 1812 that ended, or 1815 actually, that ended the war of 1812. And so the general who had asked the sisters, the Ursuline nuns, and the women of Jerusalem, of New Orleans, to pray for him and his men, and the women prayed that there would be no young man from New Orleans that would die. And the British were defeated. They got bogged down in the swamps. And so General Jackson and his men and the local boys from Louisiana were able to defeat them. And so ended the war of 1812. And so he came, as he had asked for her prayers, he came to the foot of the altar of Our Lady of Crumb Sucker to give thanks. Of course, here in this shrine and parish, over the years we have had many, many miracles that have come from Our Lady of Crumb Sucker, including the fact that we are still here. And so Our Lady, as I promised to her, we would celebrate her novena every year and also give thanks to her in any very special way that we could. And so today, even though we already said the 9 days of the novena a week ago and ended that on the 8th of January, today we, in memory of the victory and of General Jackson coming to give thanks to Our Lady, come to her, and before her feet we give thanks to her for all the blessings that she has bestowed upon us. And of course, we are still in need of many blessings. Many things could be better. Many things that are wrong could be made better or greater or more important. And so we need to remember that we need to give honor to Our Lady, and specifically under this title of Our Lady of Crumb Sucker. Way back at the beginning of the 18th century, around 1725, one of the Ursuline nuns began this devotion, and when the revolution came later, she was to beg the Blessed Mother to allow her to go to America to join her sisters in New Orleans, and she was told no, and so she wrote to Pope Pius VII, and of course in those days it was veritably impossible to approach the Pope and veritably impossible to receive a letter from him. Well, a few days after she wrote, she received a response from Pope Pius VII, and he said, go and help your sisters in America and take Our Lady with you that she may bless them too. And since then, many, many, many miracles have happened. In the meantime, of course, we have had the tumultuous end of the 20th century and beginning of the 21st century. And today, as we speak, there are literally no Ursulines left. Everything has been turned over to the laity under the Archbishop of New Orleans. And so they too continue the same thing and are looking for a traditional community of Ursulines to come over and continue the work of the former Ursulines. But in the meantime, we continue to pray, and we know that Our Lady, in her good time, will answer our prayers. And here too, Our Lady will answer our prayers. So as we celebrate these mysteries, we give thanks to God, and through Our Lady of Crumb Sucker, we give him thanks for the many miracles that he has permitted her to perform. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.